What's the main gist of the document at hand?
I mean, only like 7 of it is a new document. The rest is attachments.
So,
the document is a memo that instructs Jeff Wilday of Brown Hand Stevens, the village attorney retained for the ethics investigation, instructs him to take the information contained in the memo and present it to the appellate prosecutor and the Illinois State Police for a showing of probable cause to reopen the investigation into theft at the village. The new evidence was sought by ISP investigators, but it was hidden at the time that they were there, so they never saw or were privy to it. We have since obtained a lot of that documentation, most of it actually, through FOIA, and what is contained in the memo is only kind of the meatiest things, essentially. There's lots on the spectrum of ethical violations to criminal violations. Right now, we're only concerned with the most provable criminal violations. There's plenty of questionable, ethical, all kinds of stuff like that. The memo contains the most egregious, blatant examples that are definitively provable on paper, starting with it had been long believed that for a long period of time, water sewer security deposits were not being deposited at the bank. People believe they were being stolen. It's a common theme throughout the ISP report. So we know that the investigators at that time were interested in this stuff, but for a number of reasons, they were prevented access. Now we know that in the summer of 2012, auditors raised a red flag, which is also, this is all in the ISP report, just minus the actual documentary evidence. They raised a red flag and said, hey, the numbers you've given us aren't going to work. So the first main document, new document, is the 451 list that you probably saw. That is a list of people that we believe Linda Douglas came into Village Hall on a Saturday, first day of the month, 5 days before the audit was submitted, and you know, entered in $15,730 into the village ledger. We then, including someone that we've learned has been deceased for 20 years, someone's grandfather. So it's kind of Chicago politicky in many ways, you know. We were looking for Mickey Mouse on the list, right? So then, importantly, and again, Deanna Harton of the ISP never got her hands on this stuff, we then requested the corresponding, there's several bank accounts. There's a revenue account that people's water payments go into the revenue account. What we FOIA'd were, there's also a savings account for people's security deposits. You move into the village, you pay $100, goes into the savings account so it can draw interest. That's what was not being made. So we FOIA'd the months before, during, and after this supposed 451 security deposits didn't match up. So we proved definitively that the books had been cooked, essentially. We noted that in the year 2011, it was the year that Luke Bryan came to town. He's a Grammy-winning artist, as you know. Some people think 10,000 people were there. I was told that, like, the fences were buckling and shit, you know, just totally over capacity. And we know from anecdotal evidence that probably 7,500 to 8,000 tickets were sold ahead of time at $10 a pop, $15 a game. Well, the village that year in its audit report claimed $15,000 in ticket revenue. You do the math. You know, at the most conservative estimate, $75,000 is unaccounted for. That is 1 year of the concert in the cornfield. And then the memo concludes with the remembering that, as WLDS News has previously reported, Evans, in his final statement, said that he had forwarded, or he said that he had forwarded internal investigations to the appellate prosecutor. You guys reached out. They said, we don't know what you're talking about. So we brought that up long ago. Hey, it'll be interesting to see what the AP does. We've got the Ethics Commission report, and now we've, in addition to this stuff that Evan said that he sent up. So we bring that up also in the memo. When the Ethics Commission report was issued with its unanimous request for the AP to send the Illinois State Police back in, we expected then, by then, that this investigation would have launched. It's been 2 months now. And in talking with Jeff Walday, who has spoken with the AG and the AP, it became clear that they wanted more. So essentially what we did was kind of expose the tip of the iceberg. For every violation that was included in the memo, a dozens have been omitted. There's plenty more that's not included. The memo, though, however, we believe will without question influence the Illinois State Police to come back in here and take another look, because it's a totally different ballgame now. We'll make, obviously, available a copy that was forwarded around, but you saw the signature lines. It was a hell of a thing to go in there, and they just got done all signing it. I see this unanimous support by the board and the new president. It's night and day from the last time ISP investigators were here last year. Night and day. We're confident now. We've been talking about moving forward, it seems forever, without really making any progress. I think now we're making some progress, and every trustee and village employee is eager to work with state police investigators when they come back, so we can really get to the bottom of what happened in the last administration. You know, lots of money is missing. It's unaccounted for. We don't have all the answers, and that's what we're trying to get to. So,
do you have a timetable for when Jeff is going to get the ball rolling on that, or something you'd like to see happen at a certain time?
I would like to see the state police here. I believe there's going to be a meeting of Mike Brodus and some other law enforcement officials at the beginning of next week. I would like to see within a week some communications going, and certainly within the next couple of weeks, I would expect a reopening, an official reopening of the investigation, the criminal investigation.
Okay.
So, cool.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. I've been wanting to ask you, are you related to other Turks?
I mean...